T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court yesterday handing down a ruling that the 11 Roman Catholic clerics whose names were redacted from the grand jury report do not have to be named. The names do not have to be released. That's the bottom line on what the Supreme Court did yesterday.
Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline this morning from Philadelphia is Pennsylvania's Attorney General Josh Shapiro. Attorney General, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
So clearly, your side of the fence with the grand jury report, you'd like these names to be out there. But most of the names that were in the report are out there, right?
Exactly right. And look, I think as you and all of your listeners know, I've consistently fought for the release of the entire unredacted grand jury report into widespread sexual abuse and cover-up within the church. And what yesterday's order does for the very, very small number of people who petition to have their identities concealed is that it really just allows predator priests to remain in the shadows, and it permits the church to continue to conceal their identities. And I think, you know, I'm going to continue to stand with survivors to ensure that every single victim gets their day in court, and every single predator priest and church official who enabled that abuse is ultimately held to account. And I think this is also less about me and my office and what we're going to do. You know, the public is demanding this transparency. I know there was a listening session last night in the Pittsburgh area with Bishop Zubik, and I think it's clear that the public is not relenting in its demand that anyone who is involved in this be named and be brought out. And the final thing I'll say about this order is it leaves open not only a lot of opportunities for my office to continue to pursue this issue, and we will, but it also makes clear, and it doesn't stop the bishops from releasing the names of those who were petitioners. So Bishop Zubik knows exactly who those petitioners are, and there's nothing barring him from releasing those names. And in fact, I've noted his calls for transparency in recent days and weeks, and it would be consistent with those calls for transparency for him to just simply release the names of the petitioners from the Pittsburgh diocese.
Attorney General Shapiro, how many of the 11 are in the Pittsburgh diocese, and are any of the 11 still active in the priesthood?
That's a question that, because of the Supreme Court's order, I'm really not permitted to answer, but Bishop Zubik is. And so I'd encourage you to have him on your program and ask him that question, and he can certainly answer that.
That said, do you still feel, based on what the grand jury and your report had contained, that Bishop Zubik resigned?
Well, I think that's up to the parishioners. I've made clear the role that Bishop Zubik and Cardinal Wuerl and others played in the cover-up. That is in the grand jury report for everyone to read. They can form their own conclusion. But I've tried very hard not to get within the inner workings of the church. I think that is up to the parishioners to determine their path forward. My job as the chief law enforcement officer of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is to ensure that predator priests are held to account, and those who enable the cover-up are held to account. And one of the problems we have in Pennsylvania is our weak laws. And so we were not able to charge more than two of these individuals with their crimes. And trust me, I would have liked to have charged every single predator priest and those who enabled the abuse with crimes, but our laws didn't allow it. It's one of the reasons why the grand jurors called for four specific reforms that I've called on the legislature to pass. And in fact, the House of Representatives, on a bipartisan basis, under the leadership of Speaker Terzine, Leader Dermody, two individuals from your neck of the woods, passed those reforms, overwhelmingly bipartisan. Sadly, the Senate went home without doing their job and passing it. So as the new session convenes, we'll try to get them to pass it. Furthermore, since our grand jury report has been released, there's been a global reaction. Here in Pennsylvania, we've gotten over 1,400 calls to our clergy abuse hotline, and a number of those calls have real interest to us and are being investigated. 14 of my colleague attorneys general from across the country have opened up investigations in their states. District attorneys have conducted search warrants and other things like that to get at the secret archives within their jurisdiction. The Department of Justice is investigating. So this issue is not going away. And the idea that a bishop or anyone else could continue to conceal information and keep things secret and fight to keep things redacted simply makes no sense to me, given the calls for transparency and given the wide-ranging investigations that are ongoing and the chapters that have yet to be written in this very sad saga.
We're speaking with Attorney General Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania. You say 1,400 calls, some are you are investigating. Are you going to convene another grand jury to deal with these subsequent calls? And how many clergy are we talking about that have risen to the level of being investigated?
Well, guys, I think those are great questions. They're just not questions that I'm at liberty to answer. I can never discuss the grand jury process or those who we may or may not be investigating. I'll just tell you that of those 1,400 calls, they are of great interest to my office and other law enforcement agencies in Pennsylvania, and they are being investigated. They're being looked at. As for what may come, I certainly can't speak in this forum about what may come. Here's what I will say, though, just to give the public some sense of where we are. Someone asked me the other day, well, since your report has been released, are we done now? And I guess I would say if you think of this in terms of the timeline of a baseball game, not equating the two, certainly, but just from a timeline perspective, I think we're in the third or fourth inning of this in the sense that there's a lot more to come in other states, within our own state. Clearly, there's a chapter yet to be written by the bishops of Pennsylvania in terms of how they're going to respond to what was unearthed in this grand jury report. And the Pope himself has called for a global discussion on this issue in February. Now, they had a U.S. discussion of bishops in Baltimore just a few weeks ago. Sadly, they left without doing anything. I mean, literally nothing. But hopefully, through all of these things, real reform and change can come, and parishioners will ultimately make a decision as to what happens within the church. And law enforcement, we will continue to do our best to unearth these horrors and make sure people are held to account.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro, we appreciate your time this morning, sir. Thank you.
Hey, guys, good to be with you, and thanks so much for speaking to me on this topic. It gives survivors and victims such hope knowing that you guys are willing to put their stories on the air and give them the attention that they deserve. They're incredible people, and they deserve to be heard and listened to and believed. And so I thank you very much for giving them some attention this morning.
And we appreciate your time to spend with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Josh Shapiro.